So we exercise the chastity of character and we give preference to others' needs and to others' lives over our own life. So this is a little bit introduction in the light of the hadith. Now obviously the stories of Isa are abundant in the life history of the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam, who have been doing this value throughout their life. So every night we find Imam al-Sajjad alayhi salam used to carry the food on his back hiddenly and take it to the doorstep of the fuqara, and the fuqara never knew that this food is brought by the Imam of the time, Hujjatullah and Khalifatullah, isn't it right, Wasi of Rasulullah, Al-Imam al-Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam. Hiddenly providing this kind of generosity. So same is there for all the rest of the Imams who do the same behavior. Rasulullah used to do the same thing, providing food and support and help to the widows and orphans. Isn't it right? So he deserved to be called the father of all the orphans and the caretaker of all the widows, because countless people of his times were basically raised by him hiddenly. No one knew, no one discovered that it's the Prophet who is doing that. So this is about the Isar. This is how they are showing their generosity despite the fact their personal life was definitely lower in their standard of living, and their practice and their spending practices was definitely way lower than the poorest person in the city. The poorest person, the most destitute and broke person of Medina, was well off, better well off than Rasulullah. You can never prove from any history that the lifestyle of any of our Imams or the Prophet was higher in their financial status on their lifestyle to any of the poor people in there. This is impossible to happen. Amir Mumin alayhi salam says in his khutbah, in his actually not khutbah, a letter that he wrote, that in Allah, it's part of Nahil Balagha, whatever it may be, he says, in Allah farza ala a'immatil adl an yuqaddiru anfusahum bi dha'afatin nas. Allah made a fariza on the Imams of Justice to bring their level equal to the weak people of the society. Weak people. Weak of the people. لِكَيْ لَا يَتَبَيَّغَ بِالْفَقِيرِ فَقْرُهُ. So that's how Imam Ali Rasulullah was. His status was weaker than the weakest of the people in terms of the financial spending, lifestyle, isn't it right, the sort of food that he used to consume, the sort of dress he used to dress up with. And I already told you in one of my speeches, for those of you who are present, that it's allowed in Islam to dress a nice dress. That's not haram. We are not saying that. But we need to understand the fact that Imam Sadiq alayhi salam was wearing a nice shirt. And the head of the Sufis in those days, Sufyan al-Thawri, objected on the Imam that your grandfather Imam Ali used to wear such and such shirt with patches. In other words, Imam Ali's shirt has so many patches on it. It's famous. But you are wearing a nice shirt. So, and this guy was wearing a very simple shirt from the outside, and from the inside of that shirt he was wearing a very expensive one. And Imam Sadiq alayhi salam was doing the opposite. He was wearing from the outside a nice shirt, from the inside it was a simple shirt. So this is how our Imams have been basically doing the tarbiyat of their nafs. This is the example they are setting for the highest level of tazkiyat al-nafs, taming their desires and wishes and their, you know, their whims of the nafs with the simple shirt from the inside. From the outside, he's protecting his dignity and izzat and sharaf and honor, which Islam asks every moment to protect his izzat and sharaf. Allah is not asking me and you to insult ourselves. So, and then Imam Sadr replied back to him in the time of him, which we learn in the light of the hadith, that in the time of Imam Ali, people were poor. Obviously, we know Islam was new. So Muslims were poor people. Generally speaking, the huge significant number of the masses accepting Islam were, almost all of them were poor. So Imam Ali should be having a shirt with patches, because that's according to the society and at the time in which he was living. Whereas in the time of Imam Sadr, the situation has changed. There were so many people who had their financial status raised. So when you are living in a society where the people are better, then you are also allowed to wear a shirt which is nice, instead of wearing the shirt with the patches. So let's remember this point. So instead of, you know, because there are some people who start objecting, you know, I saw this and such person, or this mu'min, or that alim who was wearing this side kind of shirt, and Imam Ali was, we used to wear like this. We need to remember what kind of times we are living in, and what is the, you know, the need of that hour that need to be 11 of our imams. We have examples of 13 ma'sumin in front of us, and all the roof, the times, every possible scenario that we can face till the Yawm al-Qiyamah, there is an example from one of the ma'sumin in front of us. So let's apply that example which fits into our times in the proper way, instead of misapplying the example, taking from one ma'sum and not taking from the other. Because what Imam Salih did is also hujjat, just like what Imam Ali did was hujjat. But the needs of the time were two different needs. So we find that the narration tells us, which is a very long narration, that you know, Imam Al Hasan Al Hussein alayhi salam became sick, and Imam Ali alayhi salam did this. He said, you know, that in Bulat Awaladaya mimma bihima sumta salasata ayyamin shukra lillah ta'ala. If my two sons get cured, in other words, from this illness, I will fast for 3 days. وَقَالَتْ فَاطِمَا عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ مِثْلَ ذَلِكَ. And Hazrat Zahra salamu alayhi wa sallam said similar statement. So we find that, and not just them, but Fidda salamu alayhi wa sallam, their servant, she also said similar statement. In Bura Sayyidaya Mimma Behima Sumta Salasat Ayyam Shukran Lillah Ta'ala. So soon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave shifa to Imam al-Hasan wal-Husayn alayhim as-salam, and now these personalities are fulfilling their statement to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Amir Mumin al-Islam brought some sha'ir to his house, and Hazrat Zahra sallallahu alayhi had divided it into three, and on the first day she baked 5 breads from that, you know, from that, and obviously one for each person. And Amir Mumin al-Islam returns back from the Salatul Maghrib. He prayed behind Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So they were all fasting. That's the first day they are fulfilling their statement to Allah. So all of them in the house of Amir Amin alayhi salam are fasting. At the time of iftar, faja'a miskinun fawqafa bil bab wa qala assalamu alaykum ya ahla bayt Muhammad miskinun min masakin al muslimin at'amuni. So when the time of iftar comes, a miskeen person comes at their door and says, I'm a miskeen, a destitute person from the masakeen of the Muslims, and basically he doesn't have anything to eat, so give me some food. So at'amuni at'amakum Allah min mawa'id al-jannah, may Allah provide you the food from the food spread of paradise. As soon as Imam Ali al-Islam hears that, we are talking about the concept of isar in Islam. Imam Ali al-Islam says, at'imuhu hissati, give him my share. So his bread is now for the miskin person. Hazrat Zahra salamullah alayha said the same thing, similar thing. Her bread is also given. And the rest of the people, Al-Hasan wal-Husayn alayhi salam, and even Fidla salamullah alayha, everyone gives away their share. And they break their fast only with water. So they have nothing to eat, and they break their fast with water. And now, the next day again, they are supposed to do the fasting for the second day. For the second day, Hazrat Zahra sallallahu alayhi wa sallam takes the second one third of that sha'ir. And she makes the breads. Amirul Mu'mineen again comes back from Salatul Maghrib, praying behind in Jama'at behind Rasulullah, and comes back. And now that the time arrives for them to open their fast and eat the food, we find that another person comes at their door and says, "I'm yatim. I'm an orphan." Min aytam al-muhajirin, from the orphans of the migrants of Makkah. And ustushhida walidi yawm al-aqaba, my dad passed away on the day of Aqaba, and give me some food. May Allah give you the food from the food spread of paradise. And similar thing happens to Imam Ali and rest of the members of Ahlul Bayt, including Fidda salamullah alayha, give away their bread. Again, they go hungry in this night. On the third day, Hazrat Zahra bakes breads from the last one third of that sha'ir and makes khubs breads from that. Imam Ali comes back from the Maghrib prayers to his house, and فَوَضَ عَطَّعَامْ بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ, food is put in front of him, the same bread that Zahra sallallahu alayhi made. Now an asir person, فَجَاءَ أَسِيرٌ فَوَقَفَ بِالْبَابِ, an asir person comes, who is recently freed from his captivity, comes to the door and says, Assalamu alaikum ahla bayti Muhammad, says salam, and ask them to give some food. Similar thing happens, they all give away their food for the third day to the asir person, and they all break their fast with water. So there's nothing else to eat other than that. So now on the fourth day, we find Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Comes to the house of Amir al-Mu'mineen and Hazrat Zahra sallallahu alayha, and he sees how Hassan and Hussein alayhi salam are hungry, how Hazrat Zahra sallallahu alayha is so hungry, and Amir al-Mu'mineen is hungry, everyone is hungry. And so Hazrat Zahra was praying at that time. The narration says, "Hiya fi mihrabiha tusalli waqad lasaqa batnuha bi-zahraha min shiddati al-ju'." So that is where Jibreel arrives and brings Surah Al-Dahr in the fadilat of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. Hal ata 'ala al-insani hin min ad-dahr lam yakun shay'an mazkura. So this surah is in the sha'n al-nuzul of that surah is this event, and it is in the fadilat of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. Not only the Ahlul Bayt which we mentioned, but also my teacher has said in tafsir that Hazrat Fidda salamullah alayha is also part of the fadilat of this surah. She is also doing similar to what the Ahlul Bayt are doing on their footsteps, following them completely. And she is also part of the Shan-e-Nuzul of this surah. So this is a great honor for Firdaus salamu alayhi alayha. Obviously Ahlul Bayt are already great, but even their maid is part of the fadilat of this surah. So this is about the concept of Isar, that they ignore their own hunger and hajat and necessity and give tarjih and preference to others hajat. Another example is about the second classification of Isar, which is about giving preference to your life, to others' lives over your own life, which is the peak of Isar. Earlier we were talking about food or other needs of the lives of other people. You ignore your hajat and you give tarjih to other people's hajat. But now we are talking about giving tarjih and preference to other people's lives over your own life. So we find that Abu Sa'id al-Khudri has narrated that لَمَّا خَرَجَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَى الْغَارِ أَوْحَى اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ إِلَى جِبْرَائِيلِ وَمِيكَائِيلِ. Remember the story of Hijrat. Prophet went towards the Ghar, isn't it right? And Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam is now sleeping for the first time in his entire life. Sleeping at a time where he never used to sleep. Isn't it right? He was awake in the night doing the ibadat, other ibadat, salat, and isn't it right? Tilawat of Quran and munajat and all that. But this is the first night where Imam Ali is sleeping like this. Because tonight's sleep in the, you know, in the Laylatul Hijrah, in the night of migration of the Prophet, is superior than all the salat and munajat and tilawat of Quran that he would have done, isn't it right? So we find this sleep is all about Ithar. So now Prophet is migrating, he has amanat of kufar, amanat of people with him, that he has to take care of them. So he leaves behind Amir al-Mu'mineen to give away the amanat to the people and then come after the Prophet. Prophet went to the Ghar. Amir al-Mu'mineen, he asked Amir al-Mu'mineen to sleep on his place. And Amir al-Mu'mineen is concerned about the life of the Prophet. So all he asked from the Prophet was about this fact, that if he is going to sleep, whether the life of the Prophet, according to the narration, whether his life will be protected or not. This is what his concern is, not about his own life. And we know all of the situation is that 40 of the tribes have gathered, one person from each tribe, sending all those 40 people to kill the Prophet in that night, so that the blame doesn't come on one tribe, isn't it right? So now, this is how they are planning in their makar and tadbir, so they can kill the Holy Prophet and run away with that massacre. So Imam Ali salam is asked to sleep on the bed. Now Prophet went towards the Ghar. Amir al-Mu'mineen is sleeping on the bed. Allah sends his wahi to Jibreel and Mikael. Inni qad akhaytu baynakuma. I made both of you brothers. I installed brotherhood between both of you. In other words, Mu'akhat means brotherhood. Isn't it right? So Jibreel was made to be brother of Mikael by Allah. وَجَعَلْتُ عُمْرَ أَحَدِكُمَا أَطْوَلَ مِنْ عُمْرِ الْآخَرِ. And I made the life of one of you longer than the other. Allah says to Jibreel and Mikael, فَأَيُّكُمَا يُوسِرُ صَاحِبَهُ بِالْحَيَاةِ. So now which one among you is ready to do Isar towards his other companion? Is the one whose life has been given more, is any one of you ready to give away that extra life to his brother? Is Jibreel ready to give his extra life to Mikael, his brother? Or is Mikael ready to give his extra life to Jibreel, his brother? Remember the fact that we are talking about angels right now, and angels are made of noor. La يَعْصَوْنَ اللَّهَ مَا أَمَرَهُمْ وَيَفْعَلُونَ مَا يُؤْمَرُونَ. They never disobey what Allah commands them, and they do what they are commanded. then there's zero disobedience. And we are not talking about regular angels. Some of them committed tarkul awla, then right, like futuros committed tarkul awla, like some of the anbiya did tarkul awla. It's not haram, but tarkul awla that futuros did. We're not talking about the regular malaika, some of them committed tarkul awla. We are talking about the greatest of the angels were four. The most muqarrab and closest of all the angels of Allah. It's not an ordinary thing. Jibreel, anyone who denies Jibreel is a kafir. Anyone who denies Jibreel is a kafir. Because Jibreel is mentioned in the Holy Quran. Denying one verse of Quran equals to the inkar of the entire Quran. So here we're talking about ordinary people right now. Ordinary persons right now. We're talking about some of the greatest angels of Allah. So Allah is asking both of them, which one among those two are ready to do isar? That means give away his life that he has more towards his brother. فَكِلَاهُمَا اِخْتَارَ حُبَّ الْحَيَاتِ. Both of them chose the love of life. Which means none of them agreed to give away their extra share of life to their brother.
فَأَوْحَى اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ إِلَيْهِمَا أَفَلَا كُنْتُمَا مِثْلَ عَلِيِّ بْنِ أَبِي طَالِبٍ.
If you were, in other words, like Ali ibn Abi Talib, أَخَيْتُ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمَ. I did muakhat, and the brotherhood between him and Rasulullah صلى الله عليه محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. فَبَاتَ عَلَى فِرَاشِهِ. So Amir al-Mu'minin, Imam Ali alayhi salam, slept on the bed of his, bed of the Prophet. So now, اِهْبِطَ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ. Go down to the earth. فَحْفَظَاهُ مِنْ عَدُوِّهِ. And protect them, protect him from his enemy. Allah is now commanding Jibreel and Mikael to go down and protect him, that means Imam Ali, from his enemy. Now the narration says Jibreel is standing on the close to the head of Imam Ali alayhi salam, and Mikael is standing close to the feet of Imam Ali alayhi salam. فَكَانَ جَبْرَائِيلُ عِنْدَ رَأْسِهِ وَمِكَائِيلُ عِنْدَ رَجْلِهِ وَجَبْرَائِيلُ يُنَادِي مَنْ مِثْلُكَ يَبْنَى أَبِي طَالِبْ يُبَاهِ اللَّهُ بِكَ الْمَلَائِكَ. Jibreel says, who is like you, O son of Abu Talib? Allah is feeling proud over you, over the angels. That means Allah is doing fakhr, iftikhar, mubahat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is feeling proud because of you over the angels. They basically, none of the angels of Allah can do this thing what Imam Ali did. When Jibreel cannot do it, when Mikael cannot do it, who else can you expect to do it? When Sayyid al-Malaika, Jibreel is not ready to do that. You cannot expect the angels who are lower than them to do it. So there's a reason why Allah is feeling proud over all the angels through Imam Ali alayhi salam. وَأَنزَلَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ فِي حَقِّهِ. Allah revealed this ayat of the Quran in the favor of Imam Ali alayhi salam. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَشْرِي نَفْسَهُ ابْتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ رَؤُوفٌ بِالْعِبَادِ. So we learn in the light of this verse that Allah, among the people, there is someone who sells his life to seek the rida and pleasure of Allah. So Imam Ali alayhi salam is purchasing the rida and pleasure of Allah and selling his life to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Please say salawat. This is how this kind of personality deserves to be Imamul Kainat wa Sabitat, someone who is the leader of every existence in the world other than Allah. You know, we call him Imamul Kainat wa Sabitat, all the Mawjudat. You know, we don't use the word Mawjud for Allah, we use the word Wujud for Allah. Allah is Aynul Wujud. The word Mawjud is used for things which Allah created and provided the ni'mat of wujud to them. Mawjudat are khala'iq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For Allah, we don't use the word He is Mawjood. Yes, we can say it literally speaking, we can say it, but in philosophy, we don't use that word. We usually use the word Wujood, Aynul Wujood. Isn't it right? He is the essence of existence itself. And the, those people to whom He provides the existence are called Mawjoodat. So Amir Mumineen is the Imam of all the Mawjoodat. Every Mawjood is under the Imamat of such a person who holds no importance for his life and every importance for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Please say another salawat. This is about Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam. Obviously, they are Qadatul Umam. They are the leaders of all the nations. All the Anbiya, other than Rasulullah, are under his imamat and walayat and leadership. Isn't it right? So everyone is under his command. Everyone is under his mu'jiza. Everyone is receiving fuyud and barakat and ni'am and blessings through Imam Ali alayhi salam. Every mu'jiza of every prophet, he receives that ni'mat through Imam Ali alayhi salam. So it's this azamat is unimaginable for us. But we can see how Rasulullah has been preparing. So we are talking about the concept of Isar as we are getting close to Ramadan. It's a concept of how Rasulullah has did the tarbiyat and tazkiyah and preparing the people, upbringing the people towards the spiritual teachings of Islam. In the Ghazwa of Uhud, we find that it is narrated that they were there were people who were in every battle. It's like this: there are people who are serving the soldiers. Those who serve the soldiers also get the great, great sawab, isn't it right? Not just serving the soldiers in providing food and logistics and water, but even the postage, the barid. If you take their letters to their homes and you bring the letters from their homes to the soldiers, this is a great sawab in Islam. So any kind of help that you can provide for the mujahideen is of Islam as a sawab in Islam. So we find that there were people in the Ghazwa of Uhud who were providing water to the injured people. Several people are injured. This person goes to the... Look at how Rasulullah did the tarbiyat of the people. So this person goes to the first person who is injured. Obviously, when you are injured and you are bleeding, you are thirsty. You need water. It's natural. He provides water to him. He says, instead of giving to me, give it to that brother who is injured also. Maybe he's, you know, in other words, he's more thirsty than me. He needs water more than me. This is Isar. Isn't it right? And not only is Isar towards the need thing of our necessity, but also Isar towards the life, because you can also die. Isn't it right? Depends on the niyat of the person. So this person providing water goes to the second one, and second person is also injured, and he says, give water to the third one. Maybe he needs water more than me. Isn't it right? This is the Isar. Now the water provider, the Saqi, he takes the water to the third person. The third person says the same thing about another fourth person. And so on, till the narration teaches us, till the seventh person. And when the seventh person, he takes water to the seventh person, he says, give it to the first person ahead of me. So he goes to the first person again. By the time he reaches the first person becomes shaheed and he dies. So this is how is the tarbiyat done by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam for the people in Isar. So, month of Ramadan, brothers and sisters, that we are getting closer to that, is the best, one of the best opportunities to, inshallah, like I said earlier, I have in my mind to discuss about the preparation of Ramadan in one of the upcoming nights, inshallah. So, but this is one of the great opportunities for us to prepare ourselves for Isar, and break away from these attachments of dunya, which is blocking us from these great, great values of Quran that can fly us so high in the qurb of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by departing this alam al-madda. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to follow the footsteps of Amir al-Mu'mineen and Fatima alayhi salam and Hassan and Hussein alayhi salatu wassalam. May Allah give us the tawfiq to practice the concept of Isar in our lives. May Allah give us the tawfiq to learn and practice all the ma'arif of Quran and Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma ansur al-Islam wal-Muslimin. واخذل الكفار والمنافقين اللهم انصر من نصر الدين واخذل من خذل المسلمين اللهم انصر واحفظ وأيد علماءنا الربانيين ومراجعنا الربانيين لا سيما الولي الفقيه قائد المسلمين اللهم انصر جيوش المسلمين وعساكر الموحدين اللهم فك عن الأسراء المسلمين اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى وعجل في فرج مولانا صاحب الزمان واجعلنا من أنصاره وأشياعه وأتباعه وأعوانه بجاه محمد وآله الطاهرين.